Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Kira Rudick, Ukrainian MP and leader of the Goalist Party. Hello to you in Kiev.
Hello, Brendan. Good to hear from you.
How are things in Kiev today?
Cold and dark, but we are managing. We are getting together, taking more responsibility for the people around us and taking things that are happening as a challenge, not as a tragedy. We didn't have electricity for the last 5 days, and internet is being very hectic. And at my home, there was no running water for the last 2 days. So things are complicated, that's true.
Has being shelled again come as a shock to people in Kyiv? Because I know the people there felt for a while that they were kind of quite far away from the front line and where the action was happening.
Yes, it was unexpected. However, we shouldn't say that there is anything unexpected right now. We should be ready to all the challenges. There were many people who wanted to return back to Ukraine in autumn, but after the recent shelling, they decided to stay where they are. And we were expecting there would be another wave of refugees. But in fact, we do not see it. So it seems that people are saying, okay, we will stay where we are right now in Ukraine and we will go through the winter together.
Okay, because the last time we spoke, and it was before any of this happened, you predicted very accurately what was going to happen next. You said that the Russians were going to attempt to freeze you out essentially over the winter by attacking the power grid. And you quite rightly predicted that Ireland should brace itself for another wave of refugees coming. So you're saying that there might not be that many more coming for the time being, are you, Kira?
Yeah. You see, where I did not, well, I underestimated Ukrainians, was that we thought that people will see that the winter will be hard and they will leave right away. But I think people right now are saying that, okay, but what will happen to the country if we are not going to be there? So we do not see the refugees right now. And I think if there would be another wave, it would be much smaller than anticipated.
Okay. Because you know that, Irish people and the Ireland and the government have the best will in the world here about everyone is agreed that we want to take in the Ukrainians who are fleeing, but you know that we are having huge difficulties with it.
Yes, I do know that there is a crisis with the homes for people, and I know that there has been many attempts to fix it right now. I want to use this opportunity to thank to everybody who is supporting Ukrainian refugees who are right now in Ireland. You guys have been amazing, and you cannot just express how happy people are when they are receiving the support from people that have never seen before in their life.
Do you worry, though, that the longer this goes on, I think we've seen protests in Germany about the price that they feel they're paying for not using Russian gas and oil. Do you worry the longer this goes on that there will be that, you know, people around Europe will tire of supporting Ukraine?
We fear that. However, we did not see that at the scale that we anticipated, like right now, even towards the winter. I think we need to be smart here and prepare for this to come. And this is why I'm working on using Russian money instead of money of European, Irish, British taxpayers to cover for the expenses for the refugees, for the expenses for the support of Ukraine. There are right now 500 billion Russian money in different countries that Russia stored there before the war. And we need to take this money and use them instead of using money of the government, money from the budget. I think this is the logical way. and the fair way to go, and it will lower down this these feelings that you were talking about that people start having.
Okay. What do you think is going to, where does this all go next, Kira? What happens for the next, say, 6 months now?
Well, right now, more than ever, I'm sure that we are going to push them back even farther. We have fantastic results in Kherson, taking it back. We see Russian army being demotivated, and we see that they are going into these terrorist attacks because they are losing at the battlefield. So our plan is to take all our territories back. We know that it will be extremely hard, and winter will be really dire for us, for all of us. However, when the spring comes, we will go on another counteroffense, and we will restore our sovereignty, and we do hope for the war to end next year.
Okay. And is Ukraine adamant now that you want to get Crimea back too? Does that seem a bit overambitious?
Well, look, we were a sovereign country in 1991. Since that time, Russia illegally annexed Crimea. So why do you think restoring country sovereignty is ambitious and overambitious? I think it's only fair, and this is what we are trying to do, making sure that we restore the country as it was before. And moreover, next question that we are asking ourselves is how are we going to go from here? Because we need to make sure that Russia would not attack again. The main thing that we owe to our children, to the next generation, is making sure that they would not have to fight this war again in 10 years, in 20 years. And this is why we have to figure out what would be the best way for us to make sure that they would not attack again, that they cannot raise after we push them away from our country. And for that, we need Crimea. And for that, we need a proper understanding of how the new world security system would look like. And this is what we are working on. Because otherwise, we will always be living near the neighbor that wants to destroy us. And then we will have to create like another Israel in the center of Europe, which I really, really don't want for my country. I want us to invest in technology, in development, in industrialization. And this, we can only do that if we will not have to always be afraid that there would be another war.
Okay. So when you say you see it ending next year, when do you see that happening? Spring, summer? This time next year?
I cannot predict, but I really want to hope. And that will depend on so many factors. But this is what we really, really want to happen. And this is our plan we will be pushing towards. So it's unpredictable when. And there are so many factors that will affect that. But I can tell you, every single person fighting on the front really would want to take all our territories back and go back to their families and start living normal life.
Okay, and I hope you do get a normal life back soon. Kira Rudik, Ukrainian MP and leader of the Goalist Party, thank you very much for taking our call this morning.